I want to invite your attention back to the book of Colossians tonight. Sam now. Chapter 2, we're in verses 1 through 7. Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. We're talking about being knit together in love, and we spent our time this morning talking about that, but I'd like to talk to you about the rest of the verse now. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 2. If you're able, let's stand to honor the reading of God's word. Colossians 2 and verse 2. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Our Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace again today, we thank you so much for this church. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that convicts us and comforts us and guides us and teaches us. We thank you, Father, for Jesus who died for us and rose again. And Lord, we thank you for your scriptures, your holy word. We can know the truth, live by the truth. And Lord, that we can know of your love and grow in your love, and that we can grow in your grace and knowledge. And Father, as we learn about you tonight, I pray that you would fill our hearts. And Lord, that you would help us to draw closer to you. Help us, Lord, to be knit together in love and in the knowledge of our Savior. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. I want you to notice that in the scriptures, several weeks ago, we studied a little bit in Ephesians chapter 3, talking about the fullness of love and the fullness of Christ. And there was a connection between growing in the knowledge of the love of Christ and growing in the knowledge of Christ. And as we grow in love, we grow in knowledge. Those things go together because the more you know about God, the more you know about God's love. And the more you know about the love of God, the more you love God. And the more you know God, and it all works together, and it all builds upon itself. And it's so important that we know about the love of Christ, because we love him because he first loved us. And we can never hope to love God. We can never hope to love one another unless we know about his love. And the more we know about his love, the more we grow in that love. We spent a lot of time this morning talking about being knit together in love, being compacted together, put together in the love that God has for us. And each one of us needs to put into that relationship we have with one another, and we need to love one another. We spent a lot of time talking about loving one another, that love is commanded, that love is Christ-like, that love is convincing, that love is completing, that love is cleansing, that love is considerate, that love is compassionate. And all of those things are absolutely vital. But it doesn't stop there, because as we love God and we love one another, we grow in the knowledge of God, and that leads to a life of faithfulness to God. You see, if you know the Lord and you love the Lord, you're going to serve the Lord. It's the natural progression. It's the spiritual progression. And so we see in our text, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. As we're knit together in love, it brings about this enriching. The being knit together in love enriches us. It brings us to a place where we know about all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. It enlightens us. Christ gives us full assurance of understanding. He deals with our mind to the acknowledgement of the mystery. So he works in our mind to give us a full understanding, and he reveals to us the mysteries that were not revealed to those Old Testament saints, but are revealed in Christ. Christ, the fullness of all. Christ, in whom the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. And so we notice that we have this contrast between what Christ does, who gives us enrichment, who gives us enlightenment, and what the devil does. We can look back at what Satan has done, and I told you this morning the church at Colossae was dealing with false teachers who had come in. And what do? The same thing the devil has always done. They cast doubt on the truth of God's word. Yea, hath God said. They flat out deny the truth of God's word. God hath not said. And then they bring about delusion. They completely twist the word of God and will bring about a delusion. And so Satan brings doubt, denial, and delusion, but Jesus Christ brings enrichment and enlightenment. God's truth, the knowledge of Christ ought to be increasing in our lives, that we might abound more and more in our knowledge of Him and His love. And it ought to be increasing, and it is inexhaustible. Sometimes someone will very foolishly say that they already know all the Bible stories. Someone will very foolishly say, well, I know the Bible from frontwards to backwards. When I hear somebody say that, I know automatically that they don't know anything about the Bible. Amen. If you think you know it all, you know nothing. And the more you begin to know, the more you realize you know nothing. Listen, the depths of the knowledge of Christ are inexhaustible. He is an infinite God. He is Almighty God. And we will never in this life begin to understand the depths of the knowledge of Christ. Amen. We'll never begin to measure the depths of His love. We remember a few weeks ago when we talked about His love, how it's unknowable, but we get to search the unsearchable. We get to know the unknowable as we know Christ. It's breadth, it's length, it's depth, it's height. And we're surrounded by the love of God, which is greater than we can comprehend. We need to be increasing in the knowledge of Him. We need to understand that it's inexhaustible. And what a joy. What a joy to get to mine to dig in the minds of the knowledge of Christ. That we get to search for those hid treasures in His scriptures. I want you to notice that He gives assurance. He gives assurance. Being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 through 25, it tells us about this full assurance. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more, the more as you see the day approaching. And do you see how that being knit together in love goes together with knowing Christ and growing together in Christ? And do you see the full assurance of faith? Let us draw near to God with a true heart in full assurance of faith. I want to ask you tonight, how many of you, since you were saved, have had doubts? And we all do. We all do. I want to tell you today that the doubts that I have today and the doubts that I had right after I was saved and early on when I was 14 and 15 years old are not the same doubts. Early on, my doubts were many, and my doubts were sometimes overwhelming, and I still doubt today. My faith isn't as strong as it ought to be. I'm like the man who said, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. But I want to tell you that I have full assurance in my faith in Christ. Amen. And do you notice what He says here? For He is faithful that promised. Amen. Listen, you can hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering when you understand that He is faithful that promised. My faith isn't dependent on me. My salvation isn't dependent on me. It's all Him. And so I have this full assurance of faith. Friends, you need to believe in Jesus. You need to believe in Jesus alone. And you need to believe in Jesus without wavering. You can have full assurance. And when we grow together in the love of Christ, we grow together, we're knit together unto all the riches, all of the riches of full assurance. It is a wonderful thing to know that Christ is your Savior. I don't mean to think that He is. I don't mean a worldly, weak, unbiblical faith of hope that He is. I mean a know. We can know we have eternal life through Christ. He gives us assurance. And He gives us awareness. He gives us assurance and He gives us awareness. In our text, He says, unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. of understanding. This word for understanding is the Greek word synesis, and it means a mental putting together. And I don't know about you, but I need some things put together in my mind. Sometimes things aren't put together in my mind. But isn't that a beautiful picture? Come on, some of you have studied your Bible long enough that you've had these moments where things just click. Amen. You know what? We say that, don't we? It just clicks. What are we talking about? Where something just fits together. Almost like putting a puzzle piece together, and all of a sudden it just clicks. It just fits together. And in your mind, God has put it together. And so many times it's when we're studying something in the New Testament and he refers back to something in the Old Testament, and you go back and look at that and study it, and you go, oh, I see. That's what Christ does. He puts it together. He gives us an understanding, a mental putting together. And friends, I'm just telling you, I know you and I love you, and all of us here need to put a few more things together mentally. And that's what we can do in Christ. Colossians chapter 1. I want you to look at it with me, please. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 8. We're going to read verses 8 through 14. Who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Oh, isn't that a beautiful passage? But I want you to see the progression. You were in darkness, you were in sin, but by the blood of Jesus, you have been forgiven, you have been redeemed, you have been given life. And when you begin to grow in the love that he has, you begin to grow in the knowledge of Christ, you begin to live that knowledge and love out in your life, being fruitful in every good work. You see, we're all the time admonishing you. I'm all the time standing here preaching and saying we need to live different than we used to live. We ought to be changed by Jesus Christ, and we shouldn't be the way we used to be. And we're all the time talking about how we ought to be different in the way that we talk, in the way that we walk, in the way that we dress, and the music we listen to, and the movies we watch, and our lives ought to be different. But friends, it all ought to naturally, spiritually happen because we've been saved. Amen. And because we love Jesus. And because we're growing in the knowledge of him through his word, it changes the way we live. And it's all through the Bible. Everywhere you study in this book, you're going to find that it comes back to a heart of love for Christ and a heart of love for one another, that we grow in knowledge and it changes the way that we live. It's all through the scriptures. This awareness, this understanding, putting things together, that God would help us to be fruitful in every work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And we can't do it on our own. We have to be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. He gives us patience. He helps us to be long-suffering. He gives us joy as we give thanks to him for the salvation that he has given to us. He gives us assurance. And he gives us awareness. And part of this awareness and this knowledge, this understanding that he gives us, there's an acknowledgement of the mystery of God. Back in our text in verse 2, Colossians 2:2, unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. The acknowledgement is the recognition or the full discernment. God wants us to understand these things completely. It's the same thing he says in Philippians 1:9, and this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. This acknowledgement is a full discernment. Too many of us are satisfied with a cursory knowledge of Scripture. Too many of us are satisfied with our old lifetime Sunday school answers. Too many of us are satisfied with being able to know a little bit of some Bible stories and kind of have a general idea of things. But God wants more than that for you. He wants you to have full discernment of who Christ is and what His church is and what He's called us to do in this life. He wants you to know Him. He wants you to know who Christ is and all the things that He's fulfilled of the Old Testament. He wants us to know what the church is and how it's the body of Christ and the work that He wants us to do in this world today. I want to tell you, dear friends, when you start studying your Bible, you really figure out how little you know. A couple of years ago, we studied through Hebrews, and I want to tell you, that's one of my favorite studies that we've done. Because so much of Hebrews points back to the Old Testament, and you see Christ in the Old Testament. How many of you remember after Jesus rose again, he appeared to Mary Magdalene there in the garden, and He appeared to those two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And He made Himself hidden from them. They didn't recognize Him. He hid His identity from them, and they talked on the road to Emmaus, and He began with Moses and explained to them all the way through the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. Friends, those truths are available for you and I to know. I think there's a reason we don't have that sermon Jesus preached walking along the road. I think there's a reason it's not recorded for us in the Bible. We had those truths. They're right here. They're right here in this book. I think that those truths are available for those who are willing to search for them. Don't you? And if you just begin studying your Old Testament and as you read it, you look for Christ, He's everywhere. He's everywhere. To the acknowledgement, this awareness, this understanding that it gives is an acknowledgement, a knowledge of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. When Jesus reveals Himself to us, it's not just Him, but Jesus was always pointing to the Father. And the Father was always pointing to the Son, and the Spirit is always glorifying the Son. And when we study about each different personality of God, each of the persons of the Trinity, we learn more about Him. In Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, but we learn about who God is. It helps us to understand Jesus. We learn about the Spirit. It helps us understand God the Father and the Son. And we learn about all of them, God and the Father and Christ. Verse 3, in whom, Christ, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I've asked you guys too many times before, how many of you would like to find hidden treasure? And I certainly would. I wouldn't mind digging up a box of gold in the woods. I've always thought it'd be nice if I was trying to make a garden in my backyard and found where somebody had buried a whole bunch of jars of cash, you know. Right? We've remodeled a lot of houses, and I'm always hopeful when we put a hammer in a wall, we're going to find where somebody's sealed up a bunch of cash in the wall. Anybody else think about that? I'm often disappointed. If I found a treasure trove of Confederate gold worth tens of millions of dollars, it's nothing compared to the knowledge of Christ. I love the word treasures. The Greek word is thesaurus. Isn't that good? It's thesaurus. It's, you know, we look to a thesaurus today to understand what words mean, right? Sometimes I like the thesaurus better than I like the dictionary. It helps me understand a word. It helps me understand what it means. It gives me a better understanding of how a word is used and what it really means. And I find that interesting that that's the word that we have here translated treasure. Because when we begin to understand the words of Christ, when we begin to understand what they mean and how God uses them, we know Him. We know His truth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, 2 Corinthians 4, verses 6 through 7, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." In it all, God gets the glory. We're just flesh. We're just earthen vessels. But in us, He has put His Spirit. And in us, He has given us enlightenment. In us, He has enriched us to know Him. And dear friends, I just want to challenge you that our heart's desire ought to be to know Him and to make Him known. Pastor, a friend of mine asked me this morning if he could, any specific prayer he could pray for me. And my answer was this, that I might know Him and make Him known. That ought to be all of our desire, to know Him and to make Him known. We are knit together in love, born of the Spirit, knit together in love in the church, and we ought to be knit together unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, growing in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The only way that's going to happen is when we're faithful to study the Word of God. Tonight, I'm going to ask if you'd stand with me. We're going to have a verse of invitation. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 19, the scripture says, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Friends, we ought to be knit together. And as we're knit together in love and knowledge, we ought to grow as a church. If we're not growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's because we're not healthy. If we're not growing by seeing others come to Christ and being added to the church, it's because we're not healthy. If we want to be healthy, that means each part of the church has to be doing its part. Each one of us have to be knit together. We have to be putting something into this. Love and knowledge working and growing together, making increase of itself. The church is to make increase of itself in love. And so I ask you to examine your heart tonight. Are you growing in love? Are you growing in knowledge? And if you're not, we need to ask God to change our hearts tonight while we sing. Page 5.